trouble for P. Diddy, Dean?
Yeah, boy, it just seems to be piling on for him. Last night, another accuser has come forward. Now the 11th accuser, an 11th lawsuit for Sean Diddy Combs, as he remains in jail and on federal custody, awaiting trial on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. But a woman who was given her name, Thalia Graves, claims that she was dating his bodyguard, went into a room with him, and Diddy was also there. And then she claims in her lawsuit that she was drug-bound and raped back in 2001. The whole thing was filmed. The videos were distributed. Combs is denying any criminal wrongdoing in all of this, but here's just one more thing now that he's going to have to deal with.
Let's talk about Saturday Night Live, big 50th anniversary season. Saturday night is the debut, and there's something strange going on in the SNL writer's office, isn't there?
Yeah, they were, they're obviously busy, and it's the weather there has been kind of like, it's been here a little humid, a little rainy, a little, they open the windows at 30 Rockefeller Center for some fresh air. It's unusual that you can open a window in a high rise anymore, but it's an old building. So, but they did, and pigeons started flying into the writer's room. First, it was one pigeon, and, these writers didn't know what to do. They scattered the way that you might expect the pigeons to scatter. The pigeons were not going anywhere. A second pigeon came in. A third pigeon came in. And finally they called security. They eventually got the birds back out of the office. But, for a minute it looked like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Sounds like it.
They posted the video. The video has gone viral of... watching these grown men terrified of pigeons. I would be, too. They are, after all, flying rats. And, you don't know what kind of diseases they carry. So I wouldn't have approached them either.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this this weekend on Meet the Press and Face the Nation.
Absolutely.
music news. And let's talk about this tribute to R.E.M. coming soon.
This is kind of cool. Last year, Michael Shannon... The Oscar nominee, actor, part of the Red Orchid Theater Company in Old Town. We know him well for his acting roles, but he stepped into the role of real-life rock star last year when he and his buddy, the indie rocker Jason Narducci, decided to tour recreating the entire R.E.M. album, Murmurs, because it was its 40th anniversary. And now they're going to do it again next year, they just announced. This time they are going to celebrate R.E.M.'s iconic album, Fables of the Reconstruction. And they're going to I think it's a 13-city tour. It starts in California on Valentine's Day next year and will wrap up at the Metro on Clark Street on March 14th. I'm mentioning this now, even though it's pretty far in advance, because tickets for this are going to go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And I have no question in my mind this is going to sell out pretty fast. So if you're an R.E.M. fan, if you're a Michael Shannon fan, Jason Narducci, his band includes lots of well-known players, including Dag Julian from Poi Dog Pondering, another Chicago favorite, who has been touring with them. It's always great to see him up on any stage, anytime.
Yeah, Dag is great. What do you know about the new Bruce Springsteen documentary?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty great. They released a few little sound bites and things like that without giving too much away at the Toronto International Film Festival, where the documentary, which is called Road Diary, debuted. And, Springsteen... at 75 years old, is rocking and rolling with the best of them. He's gone through a few health issues this past year, but is still going great. And among the other things he said, I was 16 when I started playing live. I have a deep, there is a deep and lasting part of touring of who I am and how I justify my existence here on Earth. When the world shut down, I made a promise that if we got through this, I would throw the biggest party I could. He said, I plan on continuing until the wheels fall off. And for as long as the audience will follow me.
Hmm.
So he sounds, super committed. Much like Bob. I plan on continuing until the wheels fall off. The wheels are going great.
Somebody pulls them off. Yeah. Is that a theatrical release? Will that be at the theaters?
It is going to be streaming.
Hulu
and Disney Plus.
All right, what else is coming to the streaming channels?
Yeah, this week we've got a bunch of new stuff, including the Halloween movies and offerings are starting. This week, new is a prequel to the horror classic Rosemary's Baby. It's called Apartment 7A, in which a struggling dancer gets injured. She's taken in by this older couple, kind of a mysterious older couple, and things start to devolve along the way from that. That's going to be on Paramount Plus starting on Friday. Last week in theaters, the new Brad Pitt and George Clooney movie, Wolves, opened in theaters. The plan was to only put it in theaters for 1 week because it has to be in theaters before it can be considered for Oscar consideration, but now they're taking it out of theaters. It's going to go to Apple TV Plus. They play a couple of professional fixers who are reluctantly forced to work together to clean up a high-profile crime. That'll start streaming on Friday. There is a new streaming series from Kristen Bell, who plays a podcast host looking for love and falls for a guy who turns out is a rabbi. Adam Brody co-stars with her in Nobody Wants This. That starts on Netflix tomorrow. We've got a really interesting documentary that's called Will and Harper. It features comedian and actor Will Ferrell and his longtime friend and former head writer on SNL, Harper Steele, who transitioned to living a life as a woman. And Will and Harper go on a road trip together. And it's touching, it's sweet, it's funny. It starts on Netflix on Friday. And finally, Ellen has what she says will be her final stand-up comedy special ever. That is debuting on Netflix now. It's called Ellen DeGeneres For Your Approval. If you're a fan of Ellen, she's the best at stand-up comedy. She's amazing. And kind of talks about what happened to the end of her talk show and all the controversy that came with that. So plenty to watch this week.
And plenty to eat. Wednesday is cooking day for Dina and WGN-TV. What are you going to be making?
Well, you know, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. I know very little about I didn't grow up with Hispanic foods being made in our house, in our Greek house. That didn't happen very often. When I go, I go to restaurants to get it. Mm-hmm. But I went to a pretty good website, the website for La Preferida Foods.
Oh, yeah.
They have fantastic recipes on there of things that are really easy to make. And I perused it over. And I'm going to give a try to Mexican stuffed peppers. They're cooking right now, as a matter of fact. They're baking right now. And, man, does it smell good. So we're going to we'll show you how to make that. And as always, I say, come for the recipes, stay for the injuries. I have to hollow out about six green peppers. So, me and a knife, you never know. You never know, just never know what's going to happen.
And my wife got some peppers, some red peppers at a farmer's market. She was cooking last night and cutting them, and she started tearing up like it was an onion or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With red bell peppers?
They weren't bell peppers. They were the small peppers of some kind.
Probably like serrano peppers something.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, those can be tricky, and while you're working with serranos or jalapenos or poblanos, mm-hmm. you have to be careful when you're cutting those because all you got to do is get a little bit of the membrane on your fingers and then wipe your eye or something like that, and suddenly your head's on fire.
Then the fun ensues.
Yeah, it's fun for you to watch her. I get where you get the entertainment value of this, but
you gotta wear goggles.
I feel bad for Mary. You should wear goggles. You should.
All right, be careful out there. Thank you, Dean.